please be seated. We'll call our first case, which is case number 59226, Joseph Williams versus United Parcel Services. Mr. Argale representing the appellant here. You may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning, Your Honors. I'm Javier Argale. I represent the appellant, Joseph Williams. May it please the court, this is a workers' compensation case. I believe the facts are pretty straightforward. Mr. Williams worked for UPS for approximately 5 years as a facility supervisor. In January of 2006, he sustained an accident. He was up on a ladder that electrocuted, fell on his back, immediately sought medical treatment, went to Concentra, where he received treatment. On the initial document, he indicated he simply hurt his leg and his arm, and Concentra basically went with that. His case was accepted. At the initial Concentra visit, he was taken off work by the doctors. The accident occurred at 10 a.m. in the morning. Went to Concentra. The doctors told him, you're off work for the rest of the day. He went back to Concentra the next day, and again, the doctors said, you're off work for this day. And then on the 15th, Concentra released him back to work full duty.
Was he on call for those?
Your Honor, that was his testimony. As a facility supervisor, he was salaried. And so he would be on call 24-7. Mm-hmm. And I know the question was asked, well, did you get called that day? And he said, no, I didn't. But my recollection is he also testified they wouldn't have let me work anyway because the doctor had me off work.
On that particular point, let's go back. And within the statute and the way the statute talks about the closing of the case and unless certain things happened, on the day that he was injured, did the doctor allow him to go back to work, or was he told not to go back to
work? He was told not to go back to work, Your Honor. When you look at that initial document, there seems to be some discrepancy because the doctor checked the box no where he said, are you off 5 days? But underneath that, he indicated no work January 13th, which was the day of the accident, and no work January 14th, which was the date of the accident. And then the actual report that goes with that C4, the doctor indicates no work today. And then he said the same thing the next day, no work today, off work.
So we have three instances recorded properly that show three consecutive days where the doctor takes him off.
Well, Your Honor, actually it's 2 days because the C4 form was
filled out. That's why I stopped you because at first I heard two and then I just heard three.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, there's three documents, but yes, it's for 2 days. The day he was hurt, the doctor said you're off work the rest of the day, and then the next day, when he returned to Concentra, the doctor again said, you're off work today. So you have basically, I guess you could say, a day and a half. Because the injury occurred at 10 a.m. and his shift was 8 to 5.
I understand that in terms of the on-call really didn't meet the real requirements of an on-call situation.
Well, Your Honor, I think the on-call is really a red herring because when you look at the actual statute, all it requires, it requires to reopen your case, you have to either get PPD and be off work. That's so that you don't have to request it within a year. And that's what the statute says, that the claimant was not off work, period. And we know that the legislature changed it, I think back in 93, to get rid of the liberal construction, you just read it as it is. And so our position is, when you look at the legislative history, and there's some history in the appendix, in December of 2000, the committee wanted to expand the not off work to say not off work for 5 days.
But they didn't do that.
And the session in February of 2001, you have four different legislative representatives telling the legislature why we don't want to do that.
So is it your position that off work application should have been given to the day of the injury?
Yes, Your Honor. And the subsequent day, and whether or not he was scheduled to work that day is irrelevant because obviously a doctor doesn't know if you have to work that day or not. He just examines you, he looks at you, and he says, based on my examination, you should not work this day. He doesn't ask, well, are you scheduled to work this day? That's not what a doctor does. He just says, you cannot work this day. End of story. And I think the statute is pretty clear, and the legislative history is pretty clear. There's no requirement of 5 days. You have to be off work 5 days. And when you look at the decision of the appeals officer, that's kind of what she was focusing on. She was saying, well, he wasn't off work 5 days, and he didn't have to work that particular day he was off work, so it doesn't meet the statutory requirement. comments, and obviously we disagree because they tried to change it, and the legislature said, no, we want it to remain as it is. One of the representatives from the construction industries was talking about how sometimes, you know, their employees have minor injuries. They think they're minor injuries. They don't think they're a big deal. And then later on down the road, they find out it is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And so they didn't want the legislature at that time to expand it so that they had to be off work 5 days in order not to have to request reopening within a year.
Correct me if I'm wrong. My understanding of this pursuant to 616C through 90, the judicial review at the district court level and the hearing officer just shut this down because they felt that it didn't meet the provision, so they never got into the whether there was adequate good cause for reopening this as any newly developed.
And Your Honor, unfortunately, that is correct. Counsel Mr. Schwartz and I, we did argue before the appeals officer with respect to the other issue that's detailed in our briefs about the low back. Obviously our position is they accepted his claim. They didn't deny anything. And our position is, under the statute 616C160, that allows you to add an additional body part. But in this particular case, his claim was accepted for multiple body parts. After his claim was accepted, if you look at the record, the doctors at Concentra examined his back, his mid back and his low back, on four occasions. And in fact, they even gave him a lumbar roll because his back was hurting. So, the argument that I made before the appeals officer and we made before the district court was, why would he appeal the acceptance of his claim when nothing's been denied? I mean, he's telling them my back hurts and they're checking it, they're examining it, he's giving a lumbar roll. So he wasn't aggrieved by that acceptance letter. And that's why we argued, before the appeals officer, under 616-160, and there's some other case law, you can add an additional body part after the fact. And that's, because it's not on that initial C-4 form. Now, that's unfortunately something the appeals officer didn't address. I don't know if this court can address it. Obviously I would hope that that you could. Because, if you can't, the best that I can ask for this court is to reverse the appeals officer's conclusion of the law that he has to reopen within a year, and then we'll go back down and then we'll be arguing about the jurisdiction issue about the low back, and then we could be back here in 3 years again. So.
Okay, did you want to reserve the rest of your time?
Yes, I did, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Mr. Schwartz, on behalf of the respondent. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Your Honors. Daniel Schwartz on behalf of the respondent, United Parcel Services. May it please the Court. Just addressing a few of the things that Mr. Arguello said, I think there's some important facts, and there's no dispute as to the facts, but I think there's some important facts that need to be stressed. This injury happened on a Friday. It was January 13th, 2006. Mr. Williams was at Concentra from 10:38 a.m. to 3:22 p.m. According to his testimony at the time of the appeal, his shift was scheduled to end at 5 o'clock. So when the doctor said, you're off work, that's about an hour and a half that he was taken off work on that first day. The next day, which was Saturday, January 14th, 2006, he returned to Concentra. They again took him off work for that day. According to his testimony, he was not scheduled to work that day. Your Honors are correct that he testified at the time of the appeal that he was an on-call employee. Basically, if there was a problem, they'd call him. If there wasn't a problem, they wouldn't call him. He also testified that on Saturday, January 14th, 2006, he didn't receive any calls. The following day, and this is an odd case because he actually went to Concentra three straight days, which we don't see very often in workers' compensation. On January 15th, 2006, he returned to Concentra and he was released to full duty. This was a Sunday. I asked him at the time of the testimony whether he went back to work that day, and he said, no, it was a Sunday, and I'm scheduled to work on Sundays. I asked him if he received any calls that day as a quote-unquote on-call employee. He said, no, he didn't receive any calls that day. So in reality, when it comes to the main legal issue, which is the application of 616C390 subsection 5, the question is we have two different periods of time or two different days when you have a Concentra Medical Center doctor saying that this individual is off work. The first one is on the day of his injury when he went to the physician and then was taken off work for the rest of the day. And the second one is the Saturday when he went to Concentra and was taken off work, even though he wasn't scheduled to work. And I think one of the things that the appeals officer found to be relevant, which I also believe to be relevant, is the actual language of the statute doesn't say if you don't get a permanent partial disability award and you're not off work, then you have lifetime reopening rights, because that's really what we're talking about here. What the statute actually says, 616C390 subsection 5A, is the claimant is not off work as a result of the injury. That's what the statute says. So the question is, what does off work as a result of the injury mean? And really, the authority that Mr. Aguirre is relying upon is some testimony before the legislature. The testimony that he cited to in his brief about construction workers trying to tough it out, that's actually testimony from Jack Jeffrey, who is a legislative representative from the Southern Nevada Building and Construction Trade Council. He's the one pushing to expand benefits. There's also testimony in the history that you have from those people who are there trying to contract benefits saying the exact opposite.
But we don't even get that. The statute is clear.
That's correct. And it's our belief the statute is clear. And let me explain to you, if I can, why it's our belief that the statute is clear. If you accept the argument that's being posed by Mr. Aguayo, again, you have two different situations here. You have the day of injury. He went to the doctor on the day of his injury. He was there for an extended period of time, unfortunately. And the doctor said, you're off work the rest of the day. If that in and of itself is enough, then this statute has no meaning. The whole purpose and the whole intent behind the workers' compensation process, and even in the statutes like 616C.015, indicate you're supposed to report your injury as soon as practicable. In this case, he reported on the day of injury. They sent him to the doctor, as they should do, and we hope every single claim works that way. That's the end. That individual now has lifetime reopening rights if you accept Mr. Aguero's argument. Because the moment you go to the doctor during your normal working schedule, you're off work as a result of your injury, if you accept that argument. In this case, Mr. Williams actually went to physical therapy a number of times during the course of his claim. There's no evidence as to whether he went before or after his work.
Counsel, let's not move away from the basic issue. We have an individual that was at work. This is not no one is arguing that the injury wasn't, some kind of injury wasn't real at the time. He's on a living ladder. He gets an electrical shock, and he comes down off that ladder. I guess it's an 11-foot ladder or whatever it was, and he comes down. So there's no dispute that he was injured. It wasn't a total disability. We understand that. He goes to the medical provider, and I guess we're back into the statute of this term off work, because the arguments have been put forth in terms of off work for the second day. I guess for us, and the real issue is, how do we consider the term that hasn't been defined, off work, for the day of the injury, when, as you stated, it was still remaining time on the books when he was told he was off work for that day? Are we considered or not? I heard your basic statement that it makes the statute not worth anything, but the words are there and not defined. So how, as a reviewing court, should we consider?
And Your Honor, my answer to that question is we then need to look at the statutes and case law as a whole. We need to look at what other guidance do we have within the statutes as to what, in the workers' compensation world, off work as a result of the injury means. We have a number of places we can look. The appeals officer cited us to the statute that governs disability. And that's the statute that talks about you have to be off work for 5 days consecutively or five
days. Do we get into the fact that there's an ambiguity in the law if we have to start looking other places? It is not clear on its face.
I believe it's clear on its face, Your Honor, because it says off work as a result of the injury. So, for example, on that Saturday, this individual was...
Now, let's not... I don't want to get into Saturday. I want to deal with the first day where he is still at work. He's still on the books. He sees a doctor, he's discharged from the doctor where he still has time remaining on the books. I mean, it's an argument of whether he could have got back to work or not, but that's not before us. He was discharged by a doctor and told, don't go back to work. Not specific words, but so what do we do with that?
And again, Your Honor, I think the problem with that is if we accept that argument, the statute has no meaning. We've eviscerated the statute.
The statute have no meaning. It may have no meaning from the employer's standpoint. But if part of the substance of why we have a workman's comp section was for the benefit of the worker, so I'm looking to you for substance as to giving it the meaning you want us to give it.
And there's only three places I can cite you to, Your Honor. One is obviously the temporary total disability statute. There's also in the temporary total disability statute a statute that specifically deals with whether you're entitled to temporary total disability benefits for one doctor's visit. because our legislature, not at the time of Mr. Williams' injury, but our legislature changed the law and allowed that an individual can get paid temporary total disability benefits for just one doctor's visit. But there has to be qualifying events. There has to be a length of time and a distance traveled. If you go to the doctor and it's more than 50 miles and more than 4 hours, you get temporary total disability benefits, even for just one visit. In this case, Mr. Williams, again, there was no statute at the time, but he also wouldn't have qualified for that. And then the third source, Your Honor, which unfortunately, because I love coming here and citing you the cases that I argued before you and lost, there's another case that none of us cited in the briefs, and as I was reviewing this, it popped into my head, and I went, I don't think it's exactly on point, but it's pretty close, and that's the Employers Insurance Company of Nevada v. Dwayne Daniels case. It is 122 Nevada 109. It's a 2006 decision, same year as this injury. It didn't necessarily deal with what does off work mean, but it dealt with how do we pick a date for purposes of the term disability.
In fact, counsel, would you agree with me that this court has not yet defined or dealt with by way of case law the distinction that you're trying to argue about, and that is the off work?
I could not find a single case that this court, or for that matter, Your Honor, unfortunately, any other court, has dealt with the term off work as a result of the injury. Obviously, if I had one, and Mr. Aguero is very good at what he does, if he had one, we would have been up here with bells and whistles throwing it at you. Well, not literally, but at least.
That's why we're talking about it today.
And unfortunately, we don't have that case. So that's why, again, in looking at this, looking at other sources of information, we have the two temporary total disability benefit statutes. We have the definition of disability within the statutes. And then we have the Daniels case. And I won't reiterate the Daniels case, but this court decided that being off work for less than what would qualify for temporary total disability doesn't constitute a disability. And that's the Daniels case. I mean, again, unfortunately, I was standing here arguing, and you told me I was wrong, but that's basically what happened in that case, Your Honor. And I think it's critical to point out that if, and again, I understand, Your Honor, and I, with all due respect, the workers' comp statutes are not to be liberally construed in favor of one party or the other, but at the same time, a statute has to have meaning to it. And if we construe a statute to mean an employer and a claimant, an injured worker, who act properly, and injuries reported immediately, the employer immediately gets that injured worker to the doctor, that means the very act of getting them to the doctor during the normal workday means that injured worker now has lifetime reopening rights. There will never be a case that falls within these facts, within this statute, actually, because you would have to have a scenario where someone either goes to every one of their doctor visits after their working hours are over, or they never go to the doctor. And our legislature gave us language within the temporary total disability benefit statute to, in essence, encourage us to send workers to the doctor when their working hours are in place because they can qualify for temporary total disability benefits under those circumstances. And that's the 4 hours, 50-mile rule. So in a case like this where the gentleman went to the doctor immediately, was there, again, could have been there this whole shift. We don't have any evidence. I will point out one thing that we don't have any evidence on, which is whether he got paid for that day. That's not in the record. He did testify he was a salaried employee. I don't know, because we didn't have any of the evidence at the time, whether that day was paid. But because we have the Saturday, it's not necessarily the most important question, but it is a question that we don't have any evidence on. And then the Saturday day, again, the statute says off work as a result of your injury. Mr. Williams wasn't off work as a result of his injury on that Saturday. He was off work because he wasn't scheduled to work. I'm sure Mr. Aguero will say, or at least I would say, but under temporary total disability statutes, we pay 7 days a week, even if someone's only scheduled to work five.
And if something had occurred at the plant or at the location, he technically could have been called to work.
That's what he testified to. That's correct.
And I don't think you can dispute that.
I don't have anything other than his testimony, Your Honor. And he did not get called on Saturday or Sunday when he was full duty. And if we're looking at the fact that Saturdays are normally paid days under workers' compensation, then we're back to the temporary total disability benefit statute, which says you have to have 5 days in a row or five days in a 20-day period. And then finally, Your Honor, or at least unless you have questions, Mr. Aguayo is correct. The appeals officer, specifically on her finding of conclusion of law number 5, indicated that because she felt the claimant was not entitled to reopen his claim, she didn't deal with the issue of any of the things as to what the scope of the claim is, whether a code section applies retroactively. These are all things we argued before her, and again, whether Mr. Williams has met his medical burden of reopening. She simply said, legally, he can't reopen his claim, and I'm stopping there. So that's as far as she went. If Your Honors feel that legally Mr. Williams can reopen his claim, we again don't have a fact finder as opposed to a judicial review court. We don't have a fact finder making a decision on that issue. We did brief it in our briefs. If you choose to deal with that issue, I'll rely on my briefs. But we don't have a fact finder who ruled on that because we just got to point A and stopped because we couldn't get any further.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Schwartz.
Thank you,
Mr. Ardell, you have about 7 minutes left. Perhaps you could talk about the employee Icon versus Daniels case, how you feel that fits in, if it does, to this particular case.
No, I don't feel it fits in. That was a case where the Supreme Court, Your Honors, were addressing an issue of when does disability commence. And again, the statute that we're talking about doesn't say anything about disability. You don't have to be disabled. You don't have to get paid. And that's more the case of when you get paid. This statute just says you have to be off work. It's clear. I mean, there's no ambiguity.
Do you have a response to counsel's position? Because that's maybe what it hinges upon. I don't know yet because we haven't talked about what you've talked about yet.
Right.
But the position of the day of the injury and not going back to work, should that qualify? Or, as counsel is saying, does that make the statute meaningless?
Well, Your Honor, I think the statute says you have to be off work. And in order to be off work, you have to have a physician say you're off work. That's the way I've always read it. When you look at that C-4 form, it generally, when you go to the doctor, they don't take you off work. They give you work restrictions. Either they say there's a box to put down either full duty, there's a box to put down modified duty, and there's a box to check if you're off work 5 days. That's what that C-4 form has. So generally, a doctor in workers' comp, and I've been doing this for a long time, either they'll release you full duty or they'll give you modified duty, which means you can go back to work light duty, or on occasion they'll say you can't work 5 days. In this case, the doctor said you can't work on January 13th anymore. You should be off work, and you should be off work the next day. So I don't think just by going to the doctor you satisfy the statute, because the statute says you have to be off work as a result of the industrial injury. And in order to be off work, the doctor has to take you off work. And in this case, he did for those 2 days, or day and a half, or however you want to construe it. But normally, if a doctor says you can go back to work light duty, that wouldn't meet the statutory requirement of being off work. And that generally is the way it happens. You know, you can get
in this case and some other situations I can think of, since we're looking at a statute of limitations, it says 1 year, if not off work, another. Or are we just opening the door that anyone that is told on the day that they're injured not to go back to work, basically, then they don't have this 1 year limitation. It's an indefinite if they don't go back to work.
Well,
I'm looking at a reality where the person's, say, injured in the last hour of the shift and there's no way after they go to the doctor their shift is over.
Right.
So,
right.
But that's what comes to mind.
And I think, you know, the statute is clear that if you were not off work as a result of the injury, in order to be off work, you have to have a doctor take you off work. It's not enough for you to go to the doctor and then not go back to work to meet the statutory burden. And the other thing is, you know, nowadays when a case is closed, they advise you, you know, hey, you weren't off work, or you know, you didn't get a PPD, you have to request reopening within a year. Back then, and they may have advised it. We don't have any of that in the record. But that's part of our brief. It wasn't an issue. It wasn't an issue when the case was closed. It wasn't an issue when he requested reopening, this off-work issue that we're talking about. It was an issue. It was not an issue when if you look at the hearing officer's decision, he addresses this as a standard, straightforward reopening case. He cites NRS 616-390 subsection 1. So the insurer never thought it was an issue. The hearing officer never believed it was an issue. It wasn't until Mr. Schwartz, who's a very, very good attorney, when he raised it, which he's allowed to do in front of the appeals officers de novo, it wasn't until he raised it that it became an issue. So if the insurer and the hearing officer didn't think it was an issue, or weren't aware it was an issue, how would an injured worker know that this was an issue? How would he know he had a request for reopening within a year? I mean, he can't. And you certainly, you know, if the insurer doesn't know, and the first level hearing officer doesn't know, how can he be, you know, again, this is a no-fault system. Workers' comp is supposed to help the injured worker. And again, we're asking you to read the statute as written. We're not asking for any kind of liberal construction. It says if you went off work, and in this case, he was, by a doctor, for 1.25 days or 1.5 days, however you want to read it, he was off work by a physician. He didn't go to the doctor and go home, so we're not claiming because he didn't go back to work. He was taken off work by the doctor. And when you look at what the legislature was trying to do, or the committee was trying to do in 2000, they were trying to expand it to make it 5 days. Well, the legislature said, no, we're happy with you had to be off work, or you weren't off work. And in this case, you know, we have at least 1.5 days. Unfortunately, you know, the appeals officer stopped her decision at that point, didn't address the merits. I know your honors cannot address merits, and I'm not asking you to with respect to whether he's met his burden of reopening. Again, I do ask if your honors think you can, and I believe you can, the issue of the back, you know, which was never denied, ever. Even when the insurer denied reopening, they didn't say, you know, we're denying reopening because your back was never part of the claim. They just said we're denying reopening because you don't have enough medical evidence. So, again, they didn't think that was an issue. And I've spelled out in my brief why procedurally we think the back can be addressed, should have been addressed. That's a legal issue as well, I believe, and hopefully your honors will review that as well.
Okay, thanks. Thank you very much, Mr. Schwartz. Mr. Schwartz, your excellent arguments and briefs, and this case will stand submitted.